USA News, I'm Tim Berg. In a Washington, D.C. court, former President Donald Trump is pleading not guilty to all charges against him in his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. One of former President Trump's attorneys, Alina Haba, on the charges against Trump.
I think a witch hunt is really the way that anybody should describe this because it's not something we've seen in our time.
The weekly unemployment report is showing more Americans are filing for benefits. A tweet from the Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending July 29th was 227,000. That's up from the previous week's total of 221,000. This ahead of the jobs report for July, which will be released on Friday. Texas Congressman Jody Arrington is blaming the Biden administration's policies for Fitch downgrading the country's credit rating. The congressman on Fox Business saying,
our spending is out of control, $11 trillion in 2 years. We have a cost of living crisis. Our economy's in the tank, and Fitch says it's heading for recession. Our debt trajectory is totally unsustainable. And in a worst-case scenario, and Fitch outlines this, we will undermine the currency.
Devin Archer's testimony before Congress was released on Thursday, and Republicans say it proves that President Joe Biden knew about his son Hunter's business deals. This as Archer sits down with Tucker Carlson and talks about the impact he believes it had when former President Joe Biden was on some of Hunter's business calls.
Completely clear on the calls, I don't know if it was an orchestrated call-in or not. It certainly was powerful, though, because, you know, if you're sitting with a foreign business person and you hear the vice president's voice, that's prize enough. I mean, that's pretty impactful stuff for anyone.
This is USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you're looking for something to do on Friday, you may want to visit a national park.
The National Park Service is waiving entrance fees at all of its sites in celebration of the third anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. The Park Service is reporting the law is making a big difference in the protection and enjoyment of national parks and other public lands. The fee waiver is tomorrow and only applies to the cost of entry. It does not apply to the fees for camping. With more than 400 national parks in the United States, there's one near you. Now, if you can't make tomorrow's event work, there are two more times this year you can take advantage of the fee-free days. September 23rd for National Public Lands Day and November 11th for Veterans Day. I'm Lance Pry.
Fans of the iconic HBO series The Sopranos can now own the family's boat. Correspondent Liz Warner reports.
Tony Soprano's fishing vessel, which was called the Stugatz, has been listed for sale in Stamford, Connecticut through United Yacht Sales. The 1999 Cape Fear 47 Sportfish has been renamed Never Enough by its former owner, who's listing the classic Carolina-style custom sport fishing boat for just under $300,000. It features a large teak cockpit, two staterooms, and two bathrooms for overnight guests, and this piece of Soprano's history was the first of several boats owned by the infamous mob boss over the series' lifetime.
Tim Berg, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.